This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 10th. God's word to you today is charisma, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark 16, verse 17, and it says, "These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages." The first grouping of the sign gifts is the revelational gifts, and these are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. Discernment of spirits is telling between the spirit of God and foul spirits. Even among foul spirits, the gift of discernment of spirits helps identify which kind of spirit is operational. Gifts that reveal can be delivered in different ways. It could be delivered by the voice of the Holy Spirit, or by impressions, or open visions, dreams, and audible voices. The second grouping of the sign gifts is the power gift. The power gifts are gifts that do. The first is the gift of faith. The second is gift of healing. And the third is the working of miracles. The gift of faith is different from saving faith. Saving faith is, in this sentence, the faith that saves you when you believe and put your faith in Christ Jesus. The gift of faith is different from the faith we need to walk with God. The gift of faith is a monumental amount of faith, monumental because of the results it produces, but not necessarily how God sees it. You find that the very thing everyone else believes to be impossible, you see as possible. By faith, you stand and insist it will happen, and it happens. Many of us have experiences in our lives where we have moved against the impossible just by faith, and God delivered that mountain. It is the gift of faith. Have you noticed that you cannot bottle it, store it away in your cupboard, and bring it out whenever you want it? The gift of healings means that in that category there are many gifts. Like having a fruit with different compartments, like the orange for instance. When you cut open an orange, you discover it has different compartments. In fact, if you peel the orange, you can separate the different segments and give it to different people. They will all be eating different parts of the same orange. Similarly, the gifts of healings have different emphasis. Two people can have the same gifts of healings, but the emphasis for each person can be different. It is the Lord that works out the operations of the gift in each person. For one person, the emphasis of the gifts of healings could be on internal organs, while for another, it could be on blood-related issues, bone-related issues, or brain-related issues, or heart-related issues, or the kidney, or the womb. So while he may be able to deliver healing to a cripple, he may be powerless when it comes to someone with a heart condition. These are different gifts of healings. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of faith and the gifts of healings and the workings of miracles. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.